You know, when you find yourself flying in a dream and there is this expectation of total control, you realize you are dreaming, and suddenly the laws of gravity just vanish. You could soar over buildings, but then you try to walk through a wall in that dream, and suddenly, thud.
Yeah, you are just completely stuck.
Exactly. Your mind insists the wall is solid, and that cognitive roadblock is exactly what Jack Spirko attacks in Week 11, Chapter 11 of his Laws of Life workbook. Our mission for this deep dive today is to figure out how we subconsciously construct these mental barriers in our waking lives, and more importantly, how to systematically tear them down for the day one exercises.
Right, because from a neurological standpoint, I mean, our brains are basically these incredibly efficient prediction machines. To conserve energy and avoid just the sheer discomfort of taking a risk, the brain solidifies excuses into concrete realities. So a thought like, I don't have a degree, or I grew up poor, that literally hardens into a neural pathway.
Oh, wow. So the brain signals that a boundary exists and you just stop trying.
Exactly. You just stop.
It reminds me of like an invisible fence for a dog. The dog gets shocked once, and forever after it won't cross the property line, even if you turn the fence off. But humans seem to go a step further than dogs, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. We do a lot more than just stop the line.
Right. We don't just avoid the boundary. We actively decorate these walls. We make an obstacle like, I don't have the right credentials, into a core part of our identity. Why do we actively defend the very things that are holding us back?
Well, because for humans, identity is a survival tool. If we just stopped at the wall and admitted we were terrified to climb it, we would feel this devastating sense of failure. But if we decorate it, if we frame it as our unique struggle, it protects the ego.
Ah, so it justifies our inaction.
Yeah, it completely shields us from the terrifying prospect of actually trying and failing.
Okay, so if we are the ones pouring the concrete for these walls, how do we dismantle them? Do we just try to bulldoze straight through?
I mean, you could try, but bulldozing implies sheer force, which usually just leads to burnout. The workbook actually introduces a framework called the wall method. That stands for define what the wall is, accept ownership of it, look for a way through, and leverage action.
Accept ownership. That sounds like the hardest part.
It really is. The immense friction happens right between accepting ownership and looking for the way through. That is the exact moment you have to abandon that comforting story protecting your ego and force your neural circuitry into a state of active problem solving.
Right. And that friction is where the tactical approaches come in. The text talks about how sometimes you build a door by taking a conventional path, or you tunnel under with a clever workaround.
Yeah, or you just blow a hole right through it.
Exactly. But the most powerful approach, the ultimate paradigm shift, is realizing there is no wall at all. I mean, take the author's own career path. He wanted to teach, but believed his lack of a formal degree and the rigid university system were impenetrable barriers.
Right. He thought he needed the traditional door.
Exactly. But rather than spending years installing that traditional door, he realized the wall was an illusion. He bypassed the entire system, built his own massive platform, and now reaches hundreds of thousands of students directly.
To achieve that kind of paradigm shift, you know, you really have to change how your brain processes limitation. When you leverage physical action toward a goal, you literally rewire the brain. You shift it out of a passive state of staring at an obstacle.
Because action is what actually dissolves the illusion.
Exactly. Action forces the brain to adapt.
Which brings us to the core of today's deep dive into the day one exercises. I love this part because these aren't just basic reading comprehension questions. They are heavy psychological tools to uncover how your own mind operates.
Yeah, they really push you to learn about yourself. The exercises ask you to implement mental code rewrites, so you are deliberately questioning every limit before you accept it.
Right, treating restrictions as catalysts for elegant solutions rather than dead ends.
Precisely. And we also need to evaluate the psychological weight of the workbook's bedtime question routine. By seeding your subconscious with a specific code rewrite right before you fall asleep, you are intentionally tasking your brain's default mode network.
Wait, the default mode network. What does that do exactly?
So that is the background processing system that connects disparate dots while you are daydreaming or sleeping. You are giving that network a targeted puzzle to solve.
Oh, I see. Which is exactly how those sudden hidden gold nuggets of insight surface when you wake up.
Exactly. Your brain is doing the heavy lifting while you rest.
That is fascinating. So for you listening, if you want to test this out for yourself today, use the module's day one questions to find out where your own boundaries actually lie. Do the work today so you are ready for the next module tomorrow.
Give your brain that puzzle tonight.
Yeah, definitely do it. And it leaves you wondering, you know, if you successfully use these tools to dismantle the biggest wall in your life today, what hidden barrier is your brain already quietly working to build for tomorrow?